Radio.
The Vocation to Teach. An interview with Victoria. I'm joined today by Victoria. Hello, Victoria.
Hey, Luke.
Now, we're here in the studio because I wanted to talk to you about teaching. Now, I believe you're a education student at the University of Notre Dame.
Yes, I am. I'm in my second year, and hopefully I'll be focusing on English and history and perhaps religion later on.
And evidently, I'm not an education student because I said a education student like twice now. And I'm sure grammaticians, is that even a word, scratching their heads everywhere trying to figure out my grasp with the English language. Now, all that aside, Credo has really been focusing on education lately. We've had a couple of interviews and shows about education. And I guess I just wanted to get from you as an education student, what really inspired you to become a teacher?
Well, I remember when I actually decided to look into education, it happened really strangely and out of the blue when I was in year 10 and I was at a careers expo. And I decided I'd get all the pamphlets for archaeology and anthropology. And there were no pamphlets anywhere at this whole expo for those sort of things. And a friend of mine said, why don't you pick up one for teaching? And it was just this strange epiphany moment. I was like, yeah, let's do that. So I did, for no reason, and went home and thought about it. And I thought, no, that's actually what I want to do. It just kind of came out of nowhere. And it stuck with me for, you know, almost 5 years. And, it, you know, the passion grows every day. But I suppose it comes down to the whole fact that, I mean, I've grown up with teachers. My dad's a teacher. Parents, relatives are all in the education sector. And just watching what knowledge does to people, spreading knowledge, it gets rid of ignorance. It builds fellowship among people, especially when they're learning together. And just the sheer responsibility you have in terms of molding someone, molding a felt like a human. It's a big responsibility and it's really exciting. I just think it sounds like the funnest thing to do every single day, especially when you're extremely passionate about the subject. I suppose that's, you know, what led me to it. I can't really think of any other way to say it except that it's a vocation that really leads to just following passion every day.
You used the word vocation just then. Do you think that being a teacher lends itself well to being a Catholic, and how perhaps a Catholic might approach the vocation of teaching a little bit differently to others, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in the Gospels, everyone would call Jesus Rabbi, teacher. Jesus is the greatest teacher there is, and I suppose we reflect that or mirror it in some smaller way as, you know, general teachers and as myself going to be a high school teacher. In terms of being a Catholic and looking at the vocation of teaching, I think that there's such an opportunity to bring your faith into the teaching environment. So, for instance, a lot of the time I think about the Ignatian type of spirituality in terms of putting yourself into the gospel scene. Now, that can't just be left for spiritual reading and stuff like that. I believe that that is a crucial factor in terms of history, studying history. So I've noticed that sometimes when we're studying wars, especially in ancient history, like Persian wars and Greek wars, we write down facts like, you know, 10,000 dead, like it's a shopping list. We don't empathize with it. We don't engage in it. But if we kind of use this Ignatian spirituality sort of method, I think the fruits of studying history will be a lot better. We will engage personally with it and basically understand history a lot better, not just as some narrative that happened a long time ago, as a living memory, living organism that is still very fresh now. I mean, we're creating history now. If students can engage with that a lot more, I think all the better for it. So many Catholic things can come into it, just in terms of when you study brutal history, gruesome history, like the Holocaust and that sort of thing, one of the main things I find that helps is Catholics are big on hope, really big on hope, and big on the fact that God is molding this big meta-narrative of salvation. So while you can get very down in the dumps and really depressed about the way society is and what humans are capable of, I think if you bring your faith into it, you'll see that God's always making good things out of horrible situations. I mean, with the example of the Holocaust, you see the Saint Maximilian Kolbe. and all the good things he did. And so hope is essential, especially for history education. In terms of English, something that always sticks with me is the fact that once I was in Mass and there was a priest up obviously saying his homily, and he said something that has stuck with me since then. I wrote it down on a piece of cardboard in Mass just so I wouldn't forget it, that Jesus is the word behind all words. And when I remember that, that is mind-blowing. So when you read something in English, you're reading words, and yes, they might be about a different context, about something that's not related to you, not related to religion, but these are words. And if you can remember that Jesus is the word behind all words, I haven't fully delved into the implications of that, but it changes everything. Language is so important and influential. And when you understand that language is also a gift from God, so you must use it responsibly. And if we are stewards of the earth, I suppose as an English teacher, I'd be steward of language and hopefully teaching students how to use it appropriately and for beauty and goodness and truth. So how faith can't come into this, I have no idea. I think it is essential. And yeah.
So with just what you were talking about there, you were really speaking a little bit about passing on knowledge and experience from the past and experience with what things mean. In a sense there with when you were saying that, that Christ is the word behind all words. But something that's been coming up a little bit with other interviews that I've been doing and things that I've been listening to here at Cradio is that education isn't simply a passing on of mere facts, but it's also forming a young person. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course education isn't just instilling knowledge into someone, especially in what I'm learning at the moment in terms of the theory behind education. It hasn't been chalk and talk for a long time. It's a lot of, you know, new ideas, like the teacher facilitating learning, such as giving inquiry kind of based projects where we give them a question and we facilitate their learning, but the students really do it themselves. In that way, they gain skills for life in terms of research and communication, collaboration, what have you. It's all really important. From a Catholic point of view, especially in Catholic schools, teachers also take on a pastoral sort of role. We should look after the students, see how they're going, obviously not delve into really personal things, but yeah, look out for them and set a really good model in terms of what an adult practicing the faith is like, because that is so important. I went to a public school and I had no role model in terms of an older Catholic. And so it was really just feeling my way around in the dark. And I used to think to myself, wouldn't it be great if there was a teacher at school who also turned up on Ash Wednesday with ash on their face? Because at that point, I was the only one there at school and people kept telling me, you know, you have something on your face, or is this a joke, or whatever it was. But just from that really singular sort of simple example, I think teachers are just so important in terms of being a role model. But back to the whole forming of students, I want to talk about how the classroom is an excellent environment to learn about the virtues. So it's not just, you know, don't cheat or don't put another classmate down, but it's really living a life that is completely in communion with God. So that could be simple, it could be complex. Simply, it could be helping another student out. It could be owning up if you might have accidentally plagiarized something. And those are the really simple things. But if we want to move into more a complex sort of idea, forming virtues in the classroom doesn't just stop there. It will leave the classroom and hopefully go into their family life and their social life. Not only will it just stay in the classroom as a unit, it will filter through the school. And so it's such an important thing to model virtue. If you're in a Catholic school, a good way of doing that is whatever subject or discipline you're learning about, saints would have been interested about it as well. They might have even written about it. They might have talked about it. A really good one I find is Venerable Fulton Sheen. He talks about so many modern issues, and they could be brought up in anything. They could be brought up in PD education. He talks about literature a lot. He talks about history a lot. You can always bring him in, or Blessed Pope John Paul II, who is soon to be canonized. An excellent way of bringing virtue into the classroom. Another way would be to just go nowhere near fallacious or erroneous ideologies that can lead people towards an unvirtuous life, towards sin. I think it's a good idea to learn about things such as like passing ideologies like modernism and postmodernism. I don't think it's a good thing to encourage them. You know, especially in public schools, these things get pushed forth as gospel truth. I think, and there was not a lot of room for students to wiggle around and form their own opinion. If you didn't agree, well, that's just tough luck and you're a bit ignorant. So really, don't stray away from them, as in don't not teach them. Put them forth as something that humans have believed in, that people still believe in, but always show goodness, truth, and beauty. And that will always hopefully lead students towards the virtues and a virtuous life.
So really, going in as a teacher over the next couple of years, my next question would just be a simple one, although perhaps a difficult one. What is your main hope that will come from being a teacher, either for your students, for yourself, for the world around you?
Gosh, that's a big question. You know, once we really get down to the basics of it, yeah, I do want to, you know, teach about English and history and get students really passionate about it like I am. But really, I think I want to be an example as a young person, I suppose, a young adult, who is absolutely passionate about the faith. I suppose if I was in a Catholic school, I'd be able to really talk about the faith a lot more. And in terms of how that would be done, I suppose it's sort of like when you're in love and you really want to, you try to talk about the object of that love all the time, fit them into any conversation, doesn't matter how much you annoy people, but you want to get talk about them all the time because of that passion, because of that love. And I believe that hopefully in that way, my love of the church, my love of Jesus, my love of the faith will infiltrate into these sort of things, whether it be through talking about literature or history. It has no limits. I mean, God created everything. He created the skies, the earth. He created language. He created, I suppose, history, if we want to talk about it that way. But so it's all his art. It's all his design. And the fact that I get to teach that is incredible. I can't believe it. That's, I think, really what I want to do, provide a really good example. And perhaps even if one student looks back 50 years from now, completely lost the faith and thinks there was that one girl, that one woman, I suppose, Miss Whatever, who really seemed alive in the faith and really showed me how we can study literature or history through the eyes of faith, or at least through passionate eyes.
I think that's a good message and something that's really good to aim for if you can make that mark on a young person and set them up for life and hopefully pass on to them the gospel message, perhaps not necessarily in purely religious terms, but in the terms of how a Christian is meant to live their life and how a person's meant to live their life. And if that leads them to God, well, that's probably one of the best things you can do in your life. And you've put yourself in a prime position to do that. So thank you very much for joining me, Victoria.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And I hope that and pray that everything goes well for you in your education studies.
Well, I've got 2.5 years to go. Thank you.
No worries. That was an interview with Victoria on the vocation to teach. For more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.